nine-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 6 of 6 in this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Down East Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. And Gio, let's get right into this bad boy. You look at last night for the Red Sox, and a tough one, right? You lose it 11-7. There was, though, quite a bit of positives offensively as you put up 7 runs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You mentioned it, Carter. Things just kind of unravel for the Sox in the ninth inning. You give up those 7 runs on 5 hits, but the offense for the Red Sox was elite throughout the entirety of the ballgame, right? It wasn't like 2 nights ago where you had the hot start and then kind of quieted down and let your pitching do the rest. Like, no, throughout the majority of the ball game, the Red Sox offensively were in the driver's seat. I highlight you with Freely Encarnacion, a triple shy of the cycle yesterday, had a double, a home run, and a single, came around to score all 3 times that he was on base. You had 4 multi-hit performances out of the Red Sox last night, one of them being Antonio Anderson. Pair of singles, pair of walks. He gets on base 4 of the 5 times that he comes up to the dish. Miguel Blais has a double. That's 3 doubles on the night for the Red Sox. He extends a 14-game hitting streak into now a 15-game hitting streak and a 25-game on-base streak. Nathaniel Uten ends up tallying a hit for the Red Sox. Marvin Alcantara with a huge double that scored 3 runs and cleared the bases to put the Red Sox in front 7-4 in the 8th inning. At that point, it felt like it was going to be the game winner. Didn't end up transpiring that way, but he has a 2-for-4 outing. I mean, everybody contributed. Andy Lugo early with the 2-run scoring double, part of 3 hits on the day for him. So everybody got their fill last night offensively, and I think that we have to kind of wipe the slate clean and appreciate that, because it's certainly going to get overshadowed with the 7 runs surrendered at the 9th. To lose the ball game.
Absolutely. It was an 11-7 loss for the Red Sox. The Wood Ducks put up 7 runs in the top of the ninth. Marvin Alcantara, a go-ahead 3-run double in the home half of the 8th, put the Red Sox up 7-4. Quite frankly, it was a great ball game. And then Francis Hernandez comes in, 2 little dinker singles through the left side. You then walk a guy, and then Becker Barroso comes up, and he hammers a ball over the left field wall. A go-ahead grand slam puts the Wood Ducks up 8-7, and then a couple walks later, an inside-the-park home run off the bat of Tommy Specht, and the next thing you know, it's an 11-7 ball game, and it's a pretty brutal loss for the Salem Red Sox. But at the same time, new opportunity today, and on the flip side of things, the Red Sox, still with the victory today, have won the 6-game series, would be the second consecutive series victory here at home, second series victory in general here at home this season. So while yesterday was a little bit of a head-scratcher, at the same time, quite an opportunity ahead tonight, and if you can get the job done, you're feeling pretty good about yourself before heading to Fayetteville.
Yeah, you mentioned it, Carter. It feels just like that Fayetteville series.
Yeah.
Really, which was 2 weeks back here at home. Red Sox were in front in that ball game, a chance to clinch the series with a game left in their back pocket on Saturday night. Couldn't get the job done. And then if you remember it, Carter, they came out and
vengeance on Sunday.
Yes, on Sunday. Now Fayetteville came back, made that game interesting. Red Sox with some late dramatics thanks to Stanley Tucker were able to pull away in the bottom of the 8th inning to seal the victory. But But nevertheless, the Red Sox came out roaring last Sunday, and I think after the way that things transpired late yesterday, they're going to have that same kind of chip and edge on their shoulders tonight.
Well, taking you back through the week so far, you go back to Tuesday. That was a 6-5 win for the Red Sox, a come-from-behind victory in which Brooks Brannon, in his first game back here in Salem since his return from the IL, ripped an RBI single through the right side, won the game in the ninth. Then you turn around to Wednesday. That was a tough one for Salem. You lose it 11-2 to the Wood Ducks in kind of a Laffer type of fashion. You come back on Thursday as the Salem Beermongers, and you stand defeated as the Beermongers with a 7-3 victory over the Wood Ducks. You then have taken two of the first three. You come back Friday, and that was an illustrious win for the Red Sox as well. You win it 6-2. Stanley Tucker, a grand slam back in the first. You put up a six spot in the home half of the first, and the Red Sox didn't look back from there. And then yesterday, we mentioned it, you lose it 11-7, and it sets up a pretty crucial Sunday afternoon contest. The Wood Ducks had come into this series winning their last three series. If they win today, they secure a series split, and after losing three of the first four, you're certainly going to take a split winning the final two. On the flip side for the Red Sox, after winning three of the first four, particularly at home, you do not want to let a series get away from you, and you want to make sure to take care of that at home in the Sunday finale. So a big swing either way. The Red Sox, with a victory, have won the series before they head to Fayetteville, and that's crucial from a standings perspective and a momentum perspective as well. Don't want to lose the last two then go on the road. You much rather would win the Sunday game and set yourself up against the Fayetteville team, in which you took four of six from earlier this season. Well, much more to break down in our pregame show. It's the Red Sox and the Wood Ducks in Game 6 of this six-game set. We'll step aside, take a short break. When we return, we'll go through our starting nine for both sides this evening and take a look at the pitching matchup between the Red Sox and the Wood Ducks. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
We're just about 12 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. It's game number six in a six-game set. And ladies and gentlemen, it all comes down to this. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on behalf of the Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and on the other side in town for one final day, the Down East Wood Ducks, single-A affiliate of the defending World Series champion, Texas Rangers. It's been an interesting series up to this point. back and forth. The Red Sox with an opportunity last night to win this series, a game still left in their back pocket, and seven runs in the top of the ninth inning by the Down East Wood Ducks put that at bay. And here we are on Sunday, the Sox looking for the series victory, Down East on the other side looking to salvage a series split. And with that, it's time for tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Down East Wood Ducks, Mr. Carter Hill, take it away.
Absolutely. Here is the starting nine for the Down East Wood Ducks, who come in at 30-25 on the season and is penciled in by second-year manager Carlos Maldonado. Leading off is the second baseman, Eric Alvarez. By the way, no Eshedri Vargas, or on top of that, he's not in the starting lineup. Neither is Glader Figueroa. So your top two guys for the Wood Ducks get the day off today. Alvarez will lead off. In the two-hole, it's the catcher, Jesus Lopez, the 27th best prospect in the Rangers organization, and batting third, the big hitter in this six-game set, Becker Barroso, the starting third baseman, gets the start at the hot corner and bats third. Hit the go-ahead grand slam yesterday, too, as well, to make it an 8-7 ball game and an eventual victory for the Wood Ducks. So 1-2-3, Alvarez, Lopez, and Barroso. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter, Julian Brock. And in the five hole, after a day off yesterday, it's the first baseman, Arturo Disla. Batting six for the Wood Ducks, it's the right fielder, Marcos Torres. So Brock, Disla, and Torres, 4-5-6. And the center fielder, Chandler Pollard, will bat seventh. Right behind him in the eight hole, the left fielder, Tommy Speck, who had an inside the park home run yesterday. That was his first home run of the season. And rounding out the starting nine for the Wood Ducks, the shortstop, Marco Soto. So 7-8-9. Pollard, Speck, and Soto. 1-9, Alvarez, Lopez, Barroso, Brock, Disla, and Torres. Pollard, Speck, and Soto. On the bump for the Wood Ducks, William Barmy will get the start for the Down East Wood Ducks, making start number three on the season, appearance number 10. He comes in with a 3-2 ERA with a 3.60 ERA. 30 innings pitched, 36 strikeouts to 15 walks. So Bormy will get the start today for the Wood Ducks, the 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. That was the starting lineup for the Down East Wood Ducks.
Appreciate it, Carter. Now time for the starting lineup for your Salem Red Sox, brought to you tonight by Carilion Clinic. Top of the order, the designated hitter, 8th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, Nizan Zanatello. He's the DH this afternoon, followed up by the 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, the lone 18-year-old left on the Red Sox roster when it comes to the lineup. It's Antonio Anderson. He plays shortstop this afternoon. Miguel Blaze follows him up. He bats third and plays out in center field, of course, the 4th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Brooks Brannan is behind the dish once again for the third time this series. He bats cleanup for the Sox, and what a series he has had. Homered the other night, pointed back up here to the press box. It was a special moment on top of going 2-for-4 in the Tuesday ball game where he hit the walk-off in the bottom of the ninth inning with a base hit through right field. Brooks Brannan is back, ladies and gentlemen, his first week here in Salem in 2024, and he's going to play on Sunday batting cleanup. Nellie Taylor Jr. bats fifth. He plays out in right field. Fraile Encarnacion plays in the hot corner and bats sixth. Marvin Alcantara has been having a terrific series, and I mean fantastic, coming off of a 3-RBI double in the eighth inning yesterday that put the Red Sox in front at that point, 7-3 the score. A 2-for-4 outing a day ago for Marv. He bats seventh and plays second base. Albert Feliz back in the lineup this afternoon. He plays at first base and bats eighth. And then Stanley Tucker, after a rest day yesterday, back into the lineup once again. He'll play 5 of 6 days this week. Tucker, the former Texas A&M Aggie, is also having a tremendous series. He bats ninth, and he plays out in left field. Noah Dean, the starting pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox today. And Carter, Noah Dean back in the starting rotation for the second week in a row now after two stints out of the bullpen. He earns that opportunity to be back on the rubber to start a ball game.
Yeah, 2022 fifth-round draft pick out of Old Dominion. He's a native of New Jersey. And as you all know, he was a guy that came out of the pen for the Monarchs during his time in Norfolk. So he's used to the bullpen. He started last year here in Salem, started the season in the rotation for Salem, was moved to the bullpen as part of the the mixing and matching that Liam Carroll was kind of anticipating at some point in May, where you flip the starters with the reliever, get you ready for maybe any potential opportunity to come in the future. And, you know, the numbers are okay, per se. He's 0-2 with a 5.02 ERA. This is appearance number 9 for him. Start number 7, 28 and two-thirds innings pitched, 37 strikeouts to 18 walks. So an okay strikeout-to-walk ratio, but I'll tell you where he's really good. He's got a 178 opponent average. So holding opposing hitters to just 170 overall, I should say. So 170 as an opposing hitter, the guys that are hitting against him, you know, that's pretty solid. And he's somebody that has a multi-pitch mix that's going to come in and throw strikes. And, you know, if Dean can give you some length today, which obviously he can, he's going to put you in a pretty good position to win this Sunday game that we continue to touch on. This feels like, you know, almost as must-win as it gets here in early June. You know, you win 3 of the first 4. You lose a tough one yesterday. And if you lose this one today, then, you know, that's kind of a downer way to end the weekend, no doubt about that. But if you win, that's still a serious victory, and you feel like you take all this momentum with you on the road to Fayetteville. So this is a key swing game for the Red Sox, really, the rest of the way in the first half. And Noah Dean, if the Red Sox are going to be successful, it's going to have to be a big reason why.
Carter, looking at the bullpen for the Red Sox, who do you see maybe coming in after Noah Dean? And is it a three-arm, four-arm kind of a day? You rarely see this team go more than three arms at this point. I mean, they've been pretty lights out.
They have. I would think we're going to see Trenor O'Donnell at some point today.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him all series long. Former ninth-round pick out of Ball State. He has been a guy who has started some games this year and has flip-flopped with Noah Dean. So it would make sense that, you know, it's his turn in the rotation to come out of the pen, come and relieve. And, you know, I could see them relieving Dean after, let's say, 4, per se. O'Donnell comes in the 5th and maybe pitches the next 4 to 5 and then see where he can get you. I would think that's probably going to be the recipe for success if you're Liam Carroll and the Red Sox today. You're going to go Dean, O'Donnell, and then we'll see after that. We haven't seen Nathaniel Cruz in a couple of days. Obviously saw Francis Hernandez last night. So I would think that's going to be the move overall for the Red Sox. O'Donnell tandem, and then we'll see where you go after that.
You take a look around the Red Sox organization, and not every team in action today, but a handful. Red Sox, of course, against the Down East Wood Ducks here in Salem. Portland Sea Dogs currently in the top of the first inning at the AA level, facing off against Akron. Worcester in action, top of the 8th inning. Rochester, the Red Wings, on top of them big, 8-1. The score up in AAA right now, that game being played at Polar Park in Worcester, Massachusetts. And then the top of the 4th inning in High A, Greenville and Hickory going at it, top of the 4th. The Drive currently trail by 4. It's a 5-1 advantage for Hickory. The Crawdads, I believe,
yep,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. That's another Rangers-Red Sox affiliate battle at the High A level. Hickory Crawdads down in Hickory, North Carolina.
So throughout the organization, a lot of action going on today, and across the Carolina League, a lot of action taking place as well. It's been a week full of fun series. You have Down East and Salem doing battle here at Carilion Clinic Field. Kannapolis and Fredericksburg, that's a huge series, Carter. Bottom of the 5th inning right here, Kannapolis, who holds the best record in the Carolina League, they're up big, 8-2. But Fredericksburg, I'll remind you, about, what, a week and a half ago, had the lead in the Carolina League
they
North.
They did.
They've since surrendered it and have fallen all the way down to 4th. In the Carolina League, they're a game behind Down East at 30-26, but it's so highly contested, they're still only 4.5 games back.
Yes, they are. And Fredericksburg, they had lost 6 in a row before last night. You know, finally got a victory against the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who had won 9 in a row prior to that game. So two teams on opposite trajectories, if you will. I'll tell you what, the Cannonballers are running away with the South, 35-20. The Mudcats are 35-20, or 34-20, as you just alluded to. They have that 4-game lead over the Hillcats. There still can be some mixing up in the North Division, but it kind of just feels like the Frednets have let a lead slip by the wayside over the last week and a half or so.
Myrtle Beach and Augusta going at it. Lynchburg and Delmarva. Carolina and Charleston. And then tonight, the Nightcap, Fayetteville and Columbia. We'll step aside. First pitch coming up when we return. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
First pitch is upon us here in Salem. A Sunday matinee, a getaway day, if you will. And it all comes down to this. Downey's Wood Ducks in town for one final outing against the Salem Red Sox here at home in 2024 for the Sox. Salem looking to win the series with their fourth win in 6 days with a win tonight. On the other side, looking to salvage a series split is the Wood Ducks. And ready to take you through the first innings of play-by-play, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Man, oh man, what a gorgeous afternoon for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. The Sunday matinee, indeed, between the Wood Ducks and the Red Sox. With a victory, Salem has won the series. The Wood Ducks look for the six-game split. On the bump for Salem, there he is, the left-hander Noah Dean. He comes in with an 0-2 record with a 5.02 ERA. This is appearance number 9 on the season. Start number 7, 28 and two-thirds innings pitched, 37 strikeouts to 18 walks. 1-2-3 for the Wood Ducks to lead us off. Eric Alvarez, Jesus Lopez, and Becker Barroso. Dean, the left-hander out of Old Dominion, owns the single-season saves record in Monarchs history, transitioned to a starter at the professional level. He's ready. Alvarez is ready. And let's do it. Here in Salem. First pitch, misses low and inside, and the count is 1-0. First pitch is 3:07 p.m. And again, gorgeous day for baseball, 78 degrees. It is windy and partly cloudy. 1-0, he winds and fires. High and away fastball moves the count to 2-0.
You know, I've always been curious all year. Where did you hear that for the first time? Because I love it. You always first pitch, and let's do it. You're insane.
I believe it came from Michael Kay.
Okay.
Who does some national games and the Yankee games, of course. 2-0. He swings, pops it up foul, first base side. Counts 2-1. He did the Phillies-Mets game on ESPN today in London.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Did he go out there for him?
He did,
so
yes, sir.
So who's been doing the series Yankee Stadium with Dodgers?
All right. Was Fox yesterday, I believe,
oh,
and
okay.
ESPN tonight.
Oh,
so national
games.
2-1, he swings, bounces at third base side, foul, evens up the count at 2-2.
Well, that makes sense when you got two of the most talented teams
sure.
in the sport.
It gives him an excuse to go out there, do the game on ESPN.
Sure.
I heard it one time, and I said, let's roll with it.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. It's funny how you just kind of pick things up from those that you listen to.
Sure.
It's kind of part of it. I'll borrow this, so I'll change this a little bit, make it my own.
Plenty from Dave O'Brien as well, the Red Sox play-by-play broadcaster.
I said it, yeah, yep, no doubt about it.
2-2 to Alvarez, tonight's starting second baseman. And the lefty will curl and unfurl. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and in for strike three. A beautiful pitch, and there's one down.
You know, it feels early in the ballgame to story tell, but why not since we're on that topic? I said, you know, I'm going to use that because he had an awesome call earlier this year, and he says it from time to time where Dave O'Brien goes, watch this baby fly.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and then so Virginia Tech baseball game.
Here's Jesus Lopez. First pitch, lefty on lefty. It's a fastball that sails low and away. Count is 1-0.
Virginia Tech baseball, they're playing against Duke. Huge series. You had the Friday and the Saturday game go to extra innings with each team winning one.
1-0. He swings, pops it up foul, third base side. Evens up the count at 1-1.
So, of course, this massive Sunday game means a lot in the ACC Coastal Division standings. Tech could really use it. Their red-hot third baseman, possibly a big-time draft pick in the upcoming draft.
1-1. He swings, bounces it right side. Backhanded stop, Felice. He races to first, and there's out number two. Two up, two down. Here's Becker Barroso.
Good play there by Albert Felice to gobble that one up and get to the bag in time. Two down. And Carson DeMartini, the
projected third-round pick.
Yes, red-hot third baseman for Virginia Tech. Crushes a ball, so I thought. And I said, watch this baby fly. And it got caught at the wall.
Oh. There's Becker Barroso. Speaking of red hot, first pitch, he sees one low and inside. Count is 1-0. You know, Becker Barroso is now up to 385 on the season. He had the go-ahead grand slam last night with six RBIs in the victory over the Red Sox. 1-0. He swings, lifts it left center and shallow. Charging in Miguel Blaze. To his right, he's there. And gloves it head high for out number three. Easy 1-2-3 frame for Noah Dean. Into the home after the first, we go in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Salem Red Sox and the Downeast Wood Ducks in Game 6 in this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. William Bormy is the right-hander on the bump for Downeast. This is start number 3 of the season for him. Appearance number 10. He's 3-2 with a 3.60 ERA. And what a lineup that we'll be facing off against tonight. 1-2-3 it goes. Nizan Zenitello, Antonio Anderson, and what a start as there's a pitch clock violation called on Nizan Zenitello. The count is nothing and one.
Oh, that's a tough way to start, especially after the strikeout total was a little on the higher side last night.
So the 0-1 is a strike outside corner in less than about 10 seconds into the half inning. He's down 0-2.
That's just a rough way to start. I am under the belief that you can't start the inning with a pitch clock violation. I think the umpires have to do a better job of communicating that we're starting
sure.
The clock.
0-2. High and away fastball moves the count to 1-2. Zach Hovick is behind the plate. Larry Pettis is in the field.
And that goes for whether you're the pitcher or the batter.
Sure.
I think you can't start it with a pitch clock violation. There was clearly miscommunication.
1-2. Breaking ball low and in. Evens up the count at 2-2. Starting lineup for the Red Sox. Zanatello, Anderson, and Miguel Blaze. 1-2-3 in the order. And then it goes to Brooks Brannan, Nelly Taylor, Freely Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, Big Al, Albert Feliz, and Stanley Tucker. 2-2. Misses low and away. Went fastball. Did the right-hander Bormy, and the count runs full. 36 strikeouts on the season for Bormy. Just 15 walks. 3-2. He winds and fires. Swing and a bouncer left side. Barroso onto hops, gloves, throws to first, and there's out number one.
Well, Mazan was able to climb back. Unfortunately, though, it just changes the whole approach to the at-bat when you start down nothing and one like that.
Well,
without seeing a pitch.
Completely disrupts your rhythm, too, you know?
You can
typically see a pitch if you want. When you're down at one, I mean, you're behind the eight ball immediately. So here's Antonio Anderson, the 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, steps in from the left side. Third-round pick back in 2023. First pitch, he swings, crushes it into right, moving back is Torres towards the track, towards the wall, and it's off the bottom of the wall. To second goes Anderson. He'll stand up there with a one-out double here in the first.
Big-time second double of the series for Antonio Anderson. Remember the last one? That set the table. Bottom of the ninth inning,
on
Tuesday. Brooks Brannan was able to bring him home to win the ball game. And great start to the ball game for Antonio Anderson here. Golf set a 94-mile-an-hour fastball down and in and takes it for a ride.
98 off the bat, went 374 feet. Now here's Miguel Blaze, a 15-game hitting streak and a 25-game on-base streak. Fourth best prospect in the organization. First pitch, he swings, lifts it into left, moving over his spec, but he will watch it go way foul, and the count is nothing and one.
It's back-to-back pitches taken for a ride here. You got to think that gets to bore me just a little bit.
Yes. With the mindset and the focus, if you will. 0-1. He winds and fires. Breaking ball low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. Well, Miguel Blaze, who starts in center field tonight for the Salem Red Sox, been one of the hottest hitters in the Red Sox organization. Currently has the highest hitting streak in the entire organization. 1-1. There's a strike inside corner. Moves the count to 1-2. Went 93 on the fastball, and Bormy's now ahead in the count. So you go from the fourth best prospect, or rather the eighth best prospect, to the 18th best prospect, to the fourth best prospect in place. 1-2, swing and a miss. Chase the high fastball, and there's out number two.
Yeah, I think Miguel was sitting breaking ball there, but was tempted. Pitch out of the zone, tried to chase at it.
And then it goes to the 21st best prospect in the form of Brooks Brannan, who steps in from the right side. Former ninth round pick 2 years ago, back in 2022, from just outside of Winston-Salem. First pitch, he swings, rips it into left, it's down for a base hit. Around third is Anderson, he'll cruise in to score, an RBI single off the bat of Brooks Brannan, and it's 1-0 Sox in the first.
Second time in the series we've seen Brooks hit Antonio home two batters later. Ending a ball game like that on Tuesday. Now in this series finale, starting the ball game like that.
1-12 off the bat at Brooks Brannan. Here's the replay on MILB TV. Such a smooth swing from Brooks Brannan. You know, we bumped into him coming out of the clubhouse, and he was locked in today.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, usually very talkative, very, hey, let's talk about anything but baseball and chat. And not that he wasn't today, but you could just tell there was a different level of lock-in.
Here's Nelly Taylor. First pitch, righty deals. Breaking ball sails high and away, and the count is 1-0.
And I think after a day like yesterday, especially because he didn't get to play yesterday, he's thinking, boy, I would have loved an opportunity to have something to say about how that game went.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Surrender 7 in the ninth. Kind of surrender the game at that point.
1-0. Breaking ball simmers high and in. Count is 2-0 on Nelly Taylor. Tonight's starting right fielder, and I say tonight, it's such a habit. Today's starting right fielder for the Salem Red Sox, 244, two homers, 25 ribbies. 2-0, swing and a miss, and a powerful one right through a fastball. It's 2-1.
It's 3 o'clock, which means that our team historian Jim is going to be sleeping within the next 4 hours.
Probably at home
so
watching.
You could say tonight.
2-1, low and away it goes. Count is 3-1. Just in case Fraley Encarnacion is on deck. Two hits for the Red Sox in the first. Antonio Anderson's double off the bottom of the wall in right center. And then Brooks Brennan, an RBI single. Continues his hot start to the season in single A. 3-1, he swings, grounds to left side. Soto on two hops, gloves, throws to first. And there is out number three. But the Red Sox get a run. RBI single off the bat of Brooks Brennan makes it 1-0 Sox as we move to the second in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the second we go here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0, the Red Sox on top of the Downeast Wood Ducks on Brooks Brennan's RBI single. 4-5-6 in the Downeast order, Julian Brock, Arturo Disla, and Marcos Torres to lead off the frame against the left-hander Noah Dean on for his second inning of work. Well, a note from our organizational prodigy, if you will, Josh, who deals with analytics and everything behind the scenes, works for the Boston Red Sox and is located here in Salem. He deals with everything numbers-wise. Just texted me just a minute ago, and you'll enjoy this, Mr. Heater. That was Brooks Brennan's hardest hit ball of his professional career. First pitch to Brock as he winds and fires. Taken just low and away. Count is 1-0. 1-12 off the bat of Brennan, goes for an RBI single, and the Sox have the 1-0 advantage.
Love to hear it. Brooks absolutely cranked that
1-0
baseball.
1-0 is bounced right side. It trickles just foul, and it evens up the count at 1-1.
And again, just a guy that easy to root for.
Yes.
Right? Been through the injuries, asserted himself into the top 30.
Yep.
Better person than ball player, and that's saying something because he's a
absolutely
heck of a ball player.
1-1 to Brock as he winds and fires. Breaking ball sizzles inside for a strike, and it's 1-2. Julian Brock, the former fifth-round pick by the Texas Rangers back in 2022. Good day yesterday was 2-for-3. A single, a double, a strikeout, and two walks. 1-2. Breaking ball just misses high and away at 83 on the gun, and it evens up the count at 2-2.
Yeah, he was looking for it to break back in, and weirdly enough, just kind of stopped its break. Almost got in there.
Two balls, two strikes. Noah Dean from the belt and the pitch. Misses low and inside. Count runs full. Julian Brock got the start behind the plate yesterday, half day off today, as the designated hitter. And again, just to note, Noah Shedry Vargas or Gleyber Figueroa, two of the top hitters in this Wood Ducks order, they both get the day off.
But you get Diesla back today.
3-2. Swinging a knifer foul, first base side. Brock spoils it and stays alive. Yeah, Diesel had the day off yesterday, back down there at first. We'll see him in just a minute.
It is the first time, though, they'll be without Gleyber Figueroa in the series.
Yes. And for the Red Sox, Danny Utsen with a day off. 3-2, swing and a miss. Chase the high fastball, and there's one down. Second K of the day for Noah Dean, and here is Arturo Disla, the first baseman.
You know, we've seen Miguel Blaze kind of take his rests typically towards the Sunday area, but the way that he missed the beginning portion of the week and only played in two of the six last week, I think his entire schedule is kind of thrown off.
First pitch, he swings, cranks it into right center. To his right is Nelly Taylor, towards the track, towards the wall, and he makes the catch crashing up against the wall for out number two. Nelly Taylor Jr. is phenomenal out and right. Two down.
I didn't think that was getting caught until the very second
yep.
it was in his mitt. I mean, I thought that had a chance to hit the scoreboard off the bat.
I thought it was going to hit off the very bottom of the wall, but Nelly Taylor Jr. just tracks everything down in the outfield.
Terrific.
Five up, five down. Here's Marcos Torres, the right fielder. First pitch, he winds and fires. Just misses low and away. 94-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 1-0.
With the departure of Jostingson Garcia, I think Nelly Taylor Jr. is probably the best defensive outfielder that's on the roster. I would have said Garcia before, and it was close. And Garcia didn't have the same opportunities to make some incredible plays like he did last year, right? Like, because the ball has to be hit a certain way.
1-0. Fastball. Caught a strike outside corner. Like, 1-1.
If you don't need to make a sliding catch, you're not gonna, right? But
for sure,
he's incredible. And Nelly Taylor's had a handful of Superman type catches this year.
One ball, one strike. The pitch, breaking ball, sails high and in, moves the count to 2-1. And Stanley Tucker, who's in left tonight too, has been great defensively.
Yes, I was just gonna add that we've seen him play a lot of second base this
yes.
week. So glad to see him after a rest yesterday.
2-1, the lefty deals. Breaking ball in there for a strike, inner half, 2-2.
Love me some Stanley Tucker.
Defensive alignment, by the way, for the Red Sox. Left to right in the infield, Braylon Encarnacion at third. Antonio Anderson is at short. Marvin Alcantara at second. Albert Feliz down at first. 2-2, swinging a knifer foul, third base side. Torres remains alive. And in the outfield, left to right, Stanley Tucker in left. Miguel Blaze is in center. Nelly Taylor, who you just saw, is out and right. Brooks Brannon's behind the plate. Noah Dean is on the bump. 2-2. And he curls and unfurls. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. With the breaking ball down and away. Six up, six down. Three Ks for Noah Dean. And look at this on MILB TV. 85-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Way out in front of it was Torres. To the home map of the second, we go in Salem. 1-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0, the Red Sox on top of the Downeast Wood Ducks as it goes 6-7-8 in the Sox order. Freily Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, and Big Al, Albert Feliz. The right-hander, Bormy, is back on the bump for his second inning of work. Two hits on the day for the Red Sox, computes to one run. First pitch, he sees a fastball high and away, and the count starts at 1-0. Encarnacion had a big blow yesterday. He was 3-for-4, one of four multi-hit games for the Red Sox as the 1-0 is a breaking ball that just misses low and away. Moves the count to 2-0. Rocketed his second homer of the season at the left center. 108 off the bat. It went 419-0. A breaking ball just sails high and in. counts, 3-0. And he also, on top of that, he doubled down the left field line, and he singled back in the eighth. It set up a big blow from Marvin Alcantara. 3-0, he swings, rips it down the left field line, foul. And the count's 3-1. Well, why not turn Freddy Encarnacion loose? He hit it 95 off the bat. Turned on the inside pitch, 92 on the gun. And the count's 3-1. Right back to work, and Jorme deals. Breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Count runs full. Freddy Encarnacion hits the ball harder than literally anybody on the Salem Red Sox team. Hit it 117 earlier this year. That's a career high at the professional ranks. 3-2. He swings, bounces it high in the air left side. Barroso on the backhand throws to first, and there's out number one. 5-3 put out, and here's Marvin Alcantara.
Look, I don't care who's playing in the hot corner. It's been Glader Figueroa all series, and now Barroso over there certainly holding his own early on. That is the second 5-3 putout that we have seen, and neither one of them easy plays, so to speak, right? That's a high bouncer. You have to be patient for it because many maybe get a little bit impatient, and Fraley tried to leg it out best he could, but good play by Barroso.
There's Marvin Alcantara. First pitch, he swings, bounces it left side again. Soto, goodness gracious, what a terrible hop, and it scampers into left for a base hit. What in the world did that just hit? A one-out single off the bat of Alcantara, and the Sox have a base runner here in a
second.
I'll
tell you exactly what it hit. It hit a nice piece of
calcified clay. Let's see the replay here on MILB TV.
Look at this.
I mean, he played it perfectly. And goodness gracious.
That definitely hit a nice chunk of
calcified clay,
which we learned earlier this season thanks to our director of field operations, Will Cole.
Here's Albert Feliz. Big out. First pitch. Sees a strike outside corner. Nothing in one.
They're not rocks, Clark.
No. And Will Cole and that crew does a phenomenal job down on the field here in Salem.
Looks beautiful today.
Let us take the gator around the other day.
Yes.
For our pregame stand-up.
That was awesome.
0-1, the pitch. Check swing on the breaking ball down and in. He went around, then on to second goes Alcantara on the wild pitch, but the count is nothing and two. So all of a sudden, after a hit off the bat of Marv, he stays hot. Base hit here, the Red Sox would have potentially a 2-0 lead. And now taking off for third without a throw is Alcantara, and now he's going to slide in safely. How about that? Jorme on the bump wasn't even looking. Alcantara darted for the third base bag, and he slid in head first. At first without a throw, Jorme then throws it late, and it's not in time as it's a stolen bag for Marvin. He's making things happen all over the bases this half inning. As now the infield draws in. Still no balls, two strikes to Big Al. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. Out in front of a breaking ball as Lopez drops it, but Big Al retreats back to the dugout, and there's two down.
A big spot here for Stanley Tucker coming off a night's rest. Runner off the third, leading by one, but can stretch it to two if he can make something happen here with two gone. Remember, two games back, Tucker with a 2-for-3 day at an RBI single.
Here is Stanley Tucker, starting left fielder. First pitch, swing and a miss. Count is nothing and one. Big spot here. So it's been a wonky inning. Bounce it off the bat of Freddy Encarnacion. Marvin Alcantara, the single that bounced into left center. And then he stole third in between pitches. 0-1. Breaking ball low and away. Count is 1-1. So much so, I completely looked down when Alcantara was taking off. Jorme had no idea. Threw it at the very last possible second. Marv slides in safely. And then Big Al with the strikeout on the other end. 1-0 Sox lead. 1-1, he swings and rips it foul, first base side, counts 1-2. So Tucker in the 9-hole today, got the day off yesterday. He's had a great week, as Gio alluded to. Two base hits back on Friday, including an RBI single. The day before, had a grand slam, first of his professional career. 1-2, breaking ball in there for strike three on the outside corner. That was a nasty pitch out of the right hand of Jorme. And to the third we go here in Salem. 1-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the third we go here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0. The Red Sox on top of the Down East Wood Ducks on Brooks Brannan's first inning RBI single. Noah Dean, the left-hander, is back on the bump for his third inning of work as it goes 7-8-9 in the Wood Ducks order. Chandler Pollard, Tommy Specht, and Marco Soto. First pitch as the lefty will wind and fire. Breaking ball just misses low and outside, 82 on the gun, and the count is 1-0. Pollard, Specht, and Soto for the Wood Ducks, with the Red Sox leading 1-0, 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike, top of the zone. Evens up the count at 1-1. Red Sox got the run back in the first. Brooks Brannan's RBI single. They have three hits on the day. The Wood Ducks have none. But one, he swings and tips it foul. Moves the count to 1-2. Chandler Pollard, who has played mostly in the infield so far this series, gets the start in center this evening for the Wood Ducks. Hitting 244, no homers. 10 ribbies. 1-2. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Down and in. And there's one down. Strikeout number 4 for Noah Dean. 7 up, 7 down. And here's Tommy Speck.
He's cooking. He's cooking right now. Another display of good starting pitching out of the Red Sox. Been the story all season.
Well, here's Speck. He had quite the big blow yesterday. After the Wood Ducks had taken an 8-7 lead in the night. First pitch, lefty on left. He takes a strike outside corner, counts 0-1. Tommy Speck's first homer of the season was an inside-the-park home run. A line drive down the right field line that Nathaniel Yuten came in on. A 1, he swings, pops it up foul, third base side, moves the count 0-2. And Nathaniel Yuten kind of got caught in between, ranging in, wanted to dive, decided not to at the last minute. It gets by him, rolls all the way to the wall, and Speck scores. Quite uncontested on the inside the park home run. 0-2, high and tight fastball as he dances out of the way, and the count's 1-2. Again, a victory for the Red Sox. They've won their second consecutive home series. The Wood Ducks came into this one having won 3 consecutive series. Best they can do is a split. 1-2, breaking ball trails high and inside, evens up the count at 2-2. Expect at 165 on the season. Homer and 15 ribbies. 2-2, he swings, lifts it into straightaway center. To his right, Miguel Blaise. He's there and makes the grab for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down. 8 up, 8 down. Here's Marco Soto.
Winning baseball right now defensively out of the Sox, that's for sure.
You got a nice defensive outfield with Taylor, Blaise, and Tucker, no doubt about that.
Love the infield, too.
Sure.
Antonio getting a chance at short. I'll take Marv anywhere in the middle infield any day.
First pitch to Soto. Wines fires. It just misses high and away on the fastball. Count starts at 1-0. Big Al's not bad at first either.
Not bad.
I don't think we talk about him enough down there. And Freddy Encarnacion at the hot corner is as good as it gets.
Oh, Big Al's developed quite a bit at first.
But oh, he swings and misses, evens up the count at 1-1.
I know you weren't here last year, Carter. There were nights where, you know, Big Al didn't have his best game playing first base, and it's just gotten so much better in less than a year's time here.
1-1, and the lefty deals. Swing and a miss. That beautiful breaking ball low and in. Moves the count to 1-2.
The thing I love about Big Al at first base is he's a physical defender.
Of course,
right?
Yes.
Like, he's not afraid to let it fall off his chest or get in front of the ball.
1-2. Breaking ball just misses high and outside, and Dean wanted it as he started trotting off the bump. Zach Kovic behind the dish says no, sir. Trackman, it's borderline.
Maybe makes up for maybe a lack of quickness with his physicality.
2-2. Swinging a bouncer foul, third base side. Soto remains alive. Tonight's starting shortstop is Marco Soto.
How about Encarnacion dripped out? He's got the red sleeve and the white sleeve.
I love that look with
one
the white sleeve for
That's
sure.
That's tough. That's tough.
2 balls, 2 strikes. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike 3. 9 up, 9 down for Noah Dean. He's got 5 punch outs. And to the home half of the third, we go in Salem. Look at that right there. Gorgeous pitch as Soto fans for the first time today. To the home half of the third, we go in Salem. 1-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Red Sox on top of the Down Eastwood Ducks in Game 6 of this 6-game set. Top of the lineup for the Red Sox as it goes 1-2-3 with Nizan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Miguel Blaze. The right-hander, Bormy, is on for his third inning of work, trying to match up with Noah Dean. Noah Dean frame for frame after what a start so far by the left-hander. Here's Zanatello steps in from the right side, first pitch. He sees one low and away, and the count is 1-0. Today for Zanatello, tonight's designated hitter, 0-for-1, with a ground out back in the first. 5-3 put out to Becker Barroso, 1-0. He swings, crushes into left, moving back Tommy Speck towards the track, towards the wall. That ball is gone. Number 3 for Nizan Zanatello, and the Sox have a 2-0 lead in the third.
Nizan Zanatello living up to the hype. 8th best prospect in the organization, tags a fastball high and in, 98 off the bat. That much more impressive the way he was able to turn on a fastball high and in on that and just crank it out of the yard. 397.
Here's Antonio Anderson, first pitch. He sees a breaking ball low and inside. The count starts at 1-0. Nizan Zanatello, number 3 on the season, and boy, oh boy, did he need that in that situation. 1-0. Breaking ball low and in. Moves the count to 2-0. Also, just the second homer he's hit this year outside of the park, if you will.
Yes.
Had an inside the park home run and a road victory against the Carolina Mudcats. 2-0. Taken high and in. Fastball at 93. And the count is 3-0.
Well, it goes to show that good things happen when you don't start out 0-1 due to a
pitch clock violation
to lead off the ball game.
3-0 3-0. And the righty deals. There's a strike outside corner with fastball at 92. Counts 3-1.
By the way, if you're at the yard tonight, stick around after the ball game. You can get your Nizan Zanatello poster signed by Nizan Zanatello himself.
Yes, 3-1. High inside fastball, and there's ball four. Five-pitch walk, and here's Miguel Blaze.
Besides maybe Miguel Blaze, and Antonio Anderson certainly in that conversation, and those three aren't the only ones, but Nizan Zanatello is definitely an autograph poster I think worth hanging on to.
Eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, and now goes to Miguel Blaze, the fourth best prospect in the system. 15-game hitting streak, a 25-game on-base streak. First pitch, he swings, pops it up right back towards us, and it flies just over us, foul. You can hear it hit the roof above us, and the count starts at 0-1. Blaze over one with a K. He's really turned things up as of late for the Salem Red Sox. Off of first is Anderson. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. Miguel Blaze, somebody who started the year a year ago in 2023 here in Salem, hit 230 in 31 games, then suffered a season-ending injury, if you will. Comes back here in 2024, gets off to a tad bit of a slow start, if you will. 1-1, breaking ball just misses, low and outside. Counts 2-1. And after a slow start hitting beneath the Mendoza line back in April, he hits 318 in May and is off to a nice start in June as well. 2-1. He swings, pops it up, shallow left. Trailing in is Tommy Specht. He's there and will make the catch for out number one. One down as Blaze is retired, and here's Brooks Brannan. Brannan had the RBI single back in the first. Made it a 1-0 game. Zanatello, then with the solo shot, made it 2-0. It has been a fireworksy type of afternoon to start with Boston's top prospects down here in Salem. First pitch from the stretch, he kicks and deals. Breaking ball, trails outside, starts to count at 1-0. Bormy, every single pitch he throws is through the stretch. We have not seen him go through the windup once today. And has come out of relief a ton of times so far this season. Maybe makes a little bit more sense. 1-0 throw to first, and diving back in head first is Antonio Anderson. We'll reset. Brooks to start his season, 286, a homer and 5 ribbies. Appeared in 6 games with the Red Sox a season ago. Hit 292, 1-0. Just misses low and outside. 92-mile-per-hour slider, and it's 2-0. And is instantly making the Salem Red Sox team better. Instantly making it better. With what he's done at the plate, his impact defensively, not only behind the plate, but at first base as well, 2-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Boosts the count to 2-1. And, hey, MLB Pipeline even says that Brannan eventually could play some third base at the pro level. Some left field, if you will. 2-1. Swing and a miss at a nasty breaking ball down and in. Evens up the count at 2-2.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see him get some different chances here besides just playing behind the dish, especially because I think at the top of the organization, the face of the franchise catcher spot is kind of locked up.
Sure, absolutely.
Kyle Teal.
2-2. Misses high and away. Moves the count to 3-2. When it brings up an interesting conversation that I know we're going to get to later in the broadcast, looking at the future of the Boston Red Sox. And this is why when you draft prospects, you want to be able to move guys around and why you move them around at the single-A level.
Sure.
3-2, throw to first, and just getting back in safely is Antonio Anderson. Maybe had him leading just a tad.
A little bit. Just a little bit. Anderson, 41st walk of the year, sits at second. Nishida of Kannapolis leads everybody. He's got 48, so 7 more walks to go.
3-2, runner off from first. It's a swing and a pop-up right behind home plate, and it will fall foul. Just in front of us. Brooks stays alive. And Anderson has the speed. Again, not surprised you're going to send him on 3-2 with one down. try and stay out of a double play. If you line into a double play, so be it, I guess. But try to take that away and give Nellie Taylor an opportunity. 3-2, and the righty deals. He swings, ropes it into right, moving over his Torres. He makes the grab, throw back to first is not made. He hit it 94 off the bat, did Brannon, but there's out number two, and here's Nellie Taylor.
Yeah, that's so unfortunate there, right? You plunk one the other way, sharply hit liner, and unfortunately one of those that's right to a defender. That gets to the gap. It could literally end up at the wall.
That's a good AB, though, for Brooks.
Yeah.
Great at bat. And you can see the enthusiasm as he high-fived Antonio Anderson on the way back to the dugout. Don't always see that from professional athletes, if you will.
No.
Here's Nellie Taylor, starting right fielder, 0-for-1 with a bounce out. First pitch, he swings, pops it up foul towards us, nothing in one. 6-3 put out from Marco Soto to Arturo Disla. Just in case, Raley Encarnacion waits on deck. The Red Sox with a run in the first and one in the third. That's where we currently stand. 0-1. Misses high and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. Salem comes into this one at 27-29. The Wood Ducks at 30-25. A victory for the Red Sox. It's a series win for Salem. One ball, one strike. And Bormy deals. Swing, gonna miss. Out in front of a breaking ball. Moves the count to 1-2. Bormy so far today has yielded those two runs. Other than that, he's been solid per se. Four hits. One walk. Trying to slam the door here. 1-2. Swinging a pop-up. Shallow right. Eric Alvarez is there on the edge of the grass. Makes the catch for out number three. But the Sox get a run. Solo shot off the bat of Nizan. Zanatello makes it 2-0. Nizan's third homer of the season. And look at this right here. Got a pitch up and away, and he takes advantage. Number three on the season. Homers to left, and the Sox lead it 2-0 as we head to the fourth.
Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0, the Red Sox on top of the Wood Ducks. And taking us through the middle frames on the play-by-play duties, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. What a gorgeous afternoon for baseball here in Salem. Good crowd on hand. Been an incredibly fun week, and it all comes down to this. Red Sox looking to win this series on a Sunday for the second homestand in a row. Here's Eric Alvarez, and the first pitch is a fastball that spikes inside the dirt. The count now 1-0. Well, Noah Dean on the hill, the lefty out of Old Dominion for the Salem Red Sox. Currently lights out. 9 up, 9 down thus far. We're at the top of the order. The 1-0 fastball simmers high in the zone for a strike, and the count evened up at 1-1.
By the way, Nizan Zanatello, his solo homer back in the third. Third TrackMan was 397.
1-1. Here's a swing at a chopper. Left side, scooped up by Encarnacion. One step, fire to first. It pulls Big Al off the bag. As he tried to apply the tag, the ball bobbled out of his mitt. and the first runner of the day is on board for the Down East Wood Ducks.
Yeah, we'll see how that score.
Got to be an error.
Yeah, I would think so.
E5, you'd think, because it pulled them off?
Yes, E5, because it pulled Big Al off the bag. But, yeah, so TrackMan recorded and designed solo homer at 397. The correct distance, according to the organization, is 358 off the bat.
So do they go off a Hawkeye at that
Hawkeye,
point?
Hawkeye, correct. Okay.
358, you said?
358.
All right. In the left-handed batter's box, Jesus Lopez, runner off of first, nobody out. First pitch is a fastball outside, and the count now 1-0. Well, worth noting, first base runner surrendered today by the Red Sox. It's Alvarez aboard with the E5, but if he does come around to score, it would be an unearned run.
Yes.
And would not go against Noah Dean. He kicks and deals, 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. 297 hitter. And Jesus Lopez was retired, ground ball to Albert Feliz at first, his first time up. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out. And Dean delivers. And he picks off the first instead. Standing up safely, Eric Alvarez. Still 2-0. Lopez with 16 runs batted in on the season. Did not play yesterday for the Down East Wood Ducks. Batted third the night before. Here's the 2-0. Fastball, chop, slow roller, up the middle. Noah Dean, bare hands, bobbles it, picks it up again, and throws to first in time, one gone.
By the way, that E5 on Encarnacion breaks up again, just three innings in. A perfect game. Was 9-up, 9-down prior to that.
Indeed. Indeed. Baker Barroso now digs in. No bat has been hotter than this. 370 hitter after being elevated to the single-A level just a week ago. Has two home runs in this series, 11 RBI. No swing bigger than his grand slam of the ninth inning yesterday. Put Down East in front by a run. First pitch. Fastball trims the inside corner for a strike. Nothing at one.
And it only played in a handful of games coming up from the ACL. Was 2-for-13 prior to this series. I would think he's going to be sticking around here at the single-A level after this week. No doubt about that.
I think so as well. Runner off of second, one gone. Here's the 0-1. Fastball misses inside, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Barroso came into that frame, right, in a situation where his team had surrendered a three-piece after the game was tied in that bottom of the eighth. Red Sox went in front. Here's the 1-1. Fastball at the ankles, 2-1. And after leading off the inning with a pair of base hits and a walk to load him, Barroso, just a couple of pitches in, absolutely flipped the game on its head with a grand slam. Second grand slam this week for the two teams combined. 2-1 to Barroso. He swings and misses. That time fed a breaking ball way down and in at 83.
That's how you know the breaking ball is really good today. Because when you look at that swing and miss from the guy who's seen the ball as well as anybody on this field,
yeah,
that's your living proof that the breaking ball is on today for Noah Dean.
I mean, made an elite hitter this week at least look silly with that. See if he does it again. Two balls, two strikes, one gone. Runner off a second. Noah Dean delivers. 2-2. Breaking ball way high and away. Did go back to it, though. Just kind of lost it. 3-2.
Yeah. In that situation, held onto the ball a little bit too long, if you will. Or released it early, rather, in that situation. Big pitch coming here.
Lefty in the stretch. The former Monarch brings home the payoff pitch. Misses down and in. Gave him an 84-mile-an-hour slider. And there's first and second. That's his first true base runner surrendered that is, quote-unquote, his fault, if you will.
Sure. By the way, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitesum, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people.
Oh, Susan, I thank you. Here's Julian Brock from the right side. Lefty on righty. First pitch. Breaking ball misses high and away. 1-0. You know, you and I were listening to that game last night. Yankees-Dodgers.
We
listened to what, four innings on our ride home?
Yes, and today we listened to Mets-Phillies coming over here.
Indeed.
Don't often get Sunday morning baseball.
No. 10 a.m. start. The 1-0. Brock looks at a fastball sizzling inside corner for a strike. 1-1. 93 off the left arm of Noah Dean. More saves than anybody in Old Dominion Monarch history. Now in a starting role here at the single-A level. Having one of his best starts of the season. Offers the 1-1. Fastball, swing and a miss. That one was right down Broadway. Blew it by him, 1-2. You got first and second. 2-0 lead for the Red Sox here in the top of the fourth. If you're just joining us with one gone. Julian Brock, a 243 hitter from the right side. And the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, chopped left side of the infield. Encarnacion tried to backpick it, and it got past him. Are they going to say a foul ball? They will.
They caught a foul ball. Zach Kovic behind the plate. And it is a dang good thing that it was, because once the ball rolled into the corner down there, at least a run was going to score, and that's probably second and third with one out. I mean, that's a game of inches right there. Let's see the replay on MILB TV. It was close.
I thought that was a fair ball.
It's close. It's close. Carlos Maldonado, the third base coach and manager, was pleading for it to be a fair ball.
Possibly a break for the Sox here. One ball, two strikes, first and second, one gone. Noah Dean from the belt, glances to second. And the lefty fires the 1-2. Fastball hit the opposite way, line drive foul. Into the opposing bullpen, we'll do it again at 1-2.
And I want to point out the wind in this situation. Look at the flag out in straightaway center field.
It gets windier during the day here.
Yes.
Which is, it's interesting how it calms down at night and typically doesn't play a big factor.
Great shot there by our crew.
Excellent shot by our crew. You can hear it in the crowd mic as well. The 1-2. Fastball check swing. Did he go? An appeal. And field umpire Larry Pettis says he did. Sixth strikeout of the afternoon for Noah Dean. There's two gone.
That was close there. Carlos Maldonado's barking just a tad. Let's see.
I don't know if he went in that situation. I don't know that he went.
I think Julian Brock and Carlos Maldonado may have a slight bit of a gripe there.
It brings up the first baseman who'd had the rest yesterday in Arturo Disla from the right side. First and second, two gone, first pitch. And he cranks a fastball the opposite way into the seats. Nothing at one. Got to pay attention.
Yeah, no harm, no foul, luckily.
No doubt.
There's a souvenir for a young fan.
Well, we've talked all week about how Andy Lugo with the double yesterday ties Nelly Taylor Jr. and a Kannapolis Cannonballer, Connor from Kannapolis, with 15 doubles on the year. Nothing at one the count. Pick off to second at first slide, and Alcantara doesn't even have a chance to fully cover. Still nothing at one for Disla. Well, the big first baseman for the Wood Ducks is currently tied for second in the league in doubles. He has 14 to his name on the year. First and second, two gone, nothing at one. A double here would clear him. A one pitch. He cranks a fastball high into the air, popped up right side. Foul territory towards the net as it's staying in, and it drops in front of Brooks Brandon and Noah Dean both. Just kind of curled with that wind, Carter, that's gusting out towards left. I mean, it looked like it was getting over the netting and just kind of kept carrying back in.
That's exactly what happened. The wind pushed it back in. You could tell with Brooks the direction he was going. He had a beat on it. And then you're going to see the ball just kind of dangle back into play, and you can read Brooks's lips a little bit there. He's saying, oh, my gosh. I think he realized that the wind got a hold of that one.
Yeah. No harm, no foul. Would have gotten out without the wind anyway. 0-2 to Disla. Breaking ball. Oh, he looked silly on that one. Swing and a miss.
Oh, and it hit him. How about that? Still a strikeout, but that's, geez.
Strikeout number 7 for Noah Dean. He continues to cook, and he strands runners on first and second. 2-0 lead for the Red Sox. Take another look on MILB TV. Man, making the big guy look silly with that. 2-0 Sox, bottom of 4 after this in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Oh, man, for the fourth inning on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon here in Salem. 2-0 lead for the Sox as the Red Sox look to win this series on a Sunday here in the Roanoke Valley. On the other side, Downey's Wood Ducks trying to salvage this series and split this thing. They've won their last three consecutive series in a row. Red Sox with a win two nights ago said, nuh-uh, no more of that. And at least made it a 3-3 split. Looking to win it, though, here today. 6-7-8 due up here in the fourth inning. Fraile Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, and Albert Feliz all set to dig in. Encarnacion ready to go from the right side, facing off against Bormy, the starting pitcher. And the first pitch is a breaking ball that falls in the zone outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one. William Bormy now in his fourth inning of work has surrendered four hits, two runs, the 0-1. Swing and miss. Got him with an 83-mile-an-hour slider at the knees, and quickly nothing and two.
And Bormy's going to have to match Noah Dean's stuff, because Noah Dean has been disgusting today on the bump with that breaking ball down and there. I mean, he just hit a batter that swung and missed. Struck out on a hit-by-pitch is a better way to put it.
0-2. Swing and a dribbler. Foul. Right side. And now taking off on a what they're going to call a drop strike three, I believe, is Encarnacion. He's at first.
Yeah.
So he did not get a piece of that baseball. And it's a drop strike three that got away. Taking another look. Yeah, he never got a piece. That spiked in the dirt.
It was a great pitch, and Lopez just kind of had it squirt off the right side of his chest protector. And then once it got all the way in front of the dugout, there was no shot you're going to throw out in Encarnacion down at first. And so it goes down as a strikeout, and then reaching on the wild pitch.
Here's Marvin Alcantara. First pitch. He sizzles it on the ground, up the middle. Could be two. Gloved by Alvarez. Steps on second. Throw to first is there. Two away.
Nice play by Alvarez to his right, but once he made the snag on the hop, going to be the easiest double play of his life. That's exactly what happened there.
4-3 unassisted double play, and it brings up Albert Feliz, the first baseman. Batting eighth for the Red Sox. All of a sudden you blink and there's two gone. Kind of one of those, I guess not ball don't lie situations, but you had the free base runner anyway. First pitch, and Albert Feliz checks swing. An appeal, and first base umpire Larry Pettis says he didn't go around. Slider down and away. It's 1-0 for the 120 hitter. Homered earlier this series. Got four towering shots this year. Three of them here in Salem. The 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike high in the zone. 1-1. Big Al struck out swinging his first time up. That came in the second inning. 1-1 pitch. He swings. Fists one into the air. Shallow right field. Underneath it, Torres on the run. It's a head high catch for out number three. And the Red Sox, three up, three down in the fourth, courtesy of that double play after the strikeout. Still got him on board. Kind of a bizarre three up, three down in the fourth, but nevertheless, we go to the fifth. Red Sox lead it 2-0 here in Salem.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth here in Salem, 2-0 lead for the Red Sox. Noah Dean out there for his fifth inning of work, and he's got 7 strikeouts on the night thus far. Has surrendered just 1 true base runner via the walk, has not given up a hit. The lefty out of Old Dominion putting together his best start to this point in 2024, and he's ready to face off for the second time against 6-7-8 in the order. Marcos Torres, Chandler Pollard, and Tommy Specht all up for the Down East Wood Ducks. Gorgeous afternoon for baseball here in the Roanoke Valley. Good crowd on hand. Winds gusting out into left field here in Salem. Has played a little bit of a factor into the ball game, just keeping things in the yard. A couple of foul balls that looked like they were going to escape and crept their way back in. Here we go in the fifth. First pitch on the way to Torres, and he squibs a bunt. Foul down the left field line. Nothing in one. Marcos Torres, a 184 hitter. Homer and 16 ribbies on the year. Struck out swinging first time up. That came in the second inning. Number 2 of 7 on the day for Dean, who kicks and delivers. The 0-1. Breaking ball hammered on the ground right side. Scooped up by Albert Feliz. Charges to the first base bag himself. Plants his left foot for out number one. Brings up Chandler Pollard, the center fielder, batting 7th. He also struck out his first time up. That came in the leadoff spot of the 3rd inning. Was number 4 out of 7 for Noah Dean. Lefty on righty, the first pitch. Fastball simmers in there for a strike on the outside corner. 94 on the gun, nothing and one. Noah Dean up early in the AB. Pollard a 242 hitter, 10 ribbies. And Dean steps off as Pollard calls time momentarily. Couple of practice hacks. Taps the bat with his left hand on home plate, rested on his right shoulder. Dean delivers the 0-1. Fastball swing and a miss. Handcuffed him inside, nothing at 2. Way ahead of the count is Noah Dean in hunt for his 8th strikeout. The lefty deals. 0-2 on the way. Breaking ball misses high and away. 1-2. So Specht on deck. Soto in the 9 hole is in the hole. The southpaw. Noah Dean brings home the 1-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Got him with a 76-mile-an-hour curveball. Strikeout number 8 for Noah Dean. 2 gone in the 5th.
Yeah, this has just been a phenomenal performance by Noah Dean so far today. Went into the bullpen for 2 appearances, back in the starting rotation, and he just continues, man, to get the job done on the bump today for Salem.
First pitch to Tommy Specht, and the lefty looks at a breaking ball high and in. Count 1-0, and I'll tell you, Carter, we don't like to call it out, but that one fell in there. Nevertheless, 1-0. Here's the pitch to Specht. Swing and a miss with that breaking ball. That time at the knees, it's 1-1.
I mean, the breaking ball has been as on point as we've seen this year. Noah
Pristine.
Dean.
Pristine.
You go back to the Arturo Disla striking on the hit by pitch. I mean, that's your living proof right there.
1-1. Breaking ball down and away, 2-1. That was against 2. One of the best statistical batting averages on the Down East roster in Arturo Disla. I mean, he's tied for 2nd in the league in doubles. 2-1. Fastball. This is chopped back up the middle. A slow roller. Barehanded by Dean. He turns. Fires the first in time. Valise is there waiting for it. Another 3-up, 3-down frame in the 5th for Noah Dean. We go to the home half after this. 2-0 lead for the Sox. One more look on MILB TV. Noah Dean having himself a ball game here in Salem. 2-0 Red Sox lead it as we go to the 5th.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum.
preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here in Salem. 2-0 lead for the Red Sox. 9-1-2 due up in the order. Stanley Tucker, Nizan Zanatello, and Antonio Anderson. You can't say enough about how impressive Noah Dean has been for the Red Sox, Carter. Another 3-up, 3-down inning in the fifth. That was his fourth 3-up, 3-down inning. 8 strikeouts. I don't know if that's it, but if that is it, what a performance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 5 innings, 0 in the hit column. No runs, a walk, 8 strikeouts. He has thrown 70 pitches. And that's what happens when you strike out a lot of guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, new arm on the hill on the other side for Downey. His first pitch to Stanley Tucker, and he chops it left side, foul. 2 feet to the left of the third base bag, nothing and one.
And Trenor O'Donnell is warming up in the bullpen down the left field line. So
could
if you read the tea leaves.
Indication for you, no doubt. Alrighty on the hill now, Colton Curtis for the Wood Ducks. The 0-1 breaking ball. This is nubbed off the barrel of the bat of Stanley Tucker and just rolls foul to the right of the first base bag by less than a half a foot. An unfortunate 0-2. Stanley Tucker in the 9-hole, struck out looking his first time up. Had the rest yesterday, the only game this week he did not play. Went 2-for-3 the night before. 0-2 to Tucker. And he swings, chops it foul, pulls side. Do it again, 0-2. Colton Curtis, 6'4", and he looks it every inch of it.
Yes.
20-year-old righty out of Naples, Florida. Kicks and deals. The 0-2 pitch. Is down and away with a fastball that time and count 1-2. Tell you what, with the stash and the long hair, granted he's not a sidearm lefty, he's got the Randy Johnson look going. He delivers the 1-2. Here's a swing and a fly ball, shallow right center field. Underneath it, it's Torres, and he makes a head-high grab for out number one.
Yeah, and is rocking the number 44, too, which is definitely it gives
that'll
you that
do
feel.
It.
Yeah,
that'll
yeah, yeah.
do it. Top of the order, Nizan Zanatello coming off the heels of a home run in the third. That put the Red Sox in front by 2. First run of the night scored on a Bricks Brannon RBI single. Second run, a solo blast for Nizan Zanatello. First pitch, and it spiked in the dirt, 1-0. Got that batting average up to .228. It was his third home run of the 2024 campaign for the newly turned 19-year-old out of St. Louis, Missouri. 1-0. Swing and a line drive. Screaming foul. Left side. 1-1.
That was screaming. Absolutely. Hit it well. Just out in front. That was 99 off the bat of Nizan Zanatello. Again, the physical stature, too, just screams potential future big leaguer.
Looks the part in every way. The 1-1. Swing and a slow roller left side, scooped up by Barroso. 2 steps, fire to first to a leaning Diesel in time for out number 2. Didn't get all of that one.
Yeah. No, yeah, went breaking ball and just kind of got out in front of that one a little bit.
Well, here's another guy that looks the part in a lot of ways, acts the part too. Double in the first inning, walked in the third, second in the Carolina League in walks. Had 2 walks last night. First pitch to Anderson. Breaking ball in there for a strikeout or 0-0-1. And I don't think we appreciate enough, Carter, how impressive it is to be able to walk the way that he does.
Of course,
right,
yes.
Working at bat, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, breaking ball in front of him. 0-2. Anderson, a lot of the time when you're 18, 19 years old, they have a strikeout problem, right? The 0-2, swing and a miss as he strikes out on a breaking ball down and away. Just to put a ribbon on that point, usually the last thing to come around when you're 18, 19, out of high school is the plate discipline. Yet he's second in the league in walks. Just some food for thought. We go to the top of the sixth after this. Sox with a 2-0 lead here in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth here in Salem. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB TV and MILB.com. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox, but we got to credit this guy, Noah Dean. Sensational tonight for the Sox. What a performance. 8 strikeouts for Noah Dean. That breaking ball working for him. Carter, his best start of 2024.
Absolutely. Lowers his season ERA down to 4.28. 5 hitless innings. You mentioned the 8 strikeouts. Just a singular walk. Phenomenal work for the left-hander out of Old Dominion here today.
The southpaw put together a terrific performance. Count them. 8 strikeouts on the afternoon for Noah Dean. Back to baseball we go here in Salem, and the first pitch is called a strike at the top of the zone to Marco Soto. 9-hole hitter, 9-1-2 due up for the Down East Wood Ducks. It goes Soto, Alvarez, and Lopez. 2-0 lead for the Sox, top of the sixth, the 0-1. Here's a swing and a line drive, straightaway center field. Miguel Blaise ranges in, 2 steps in, and he makes the catch for out number 1.
Trenor O'Donnell, welcome to the game. Inserted into a game in which there is currently a no-hitter in tech. He's done that before this year, on the road at Columbia,
yeah,
after 5 no-hit innings.
Is there added pressure, in your opinion,
yes,
when that happens?
Yes, yes.
It's different levels, right?
It's still early enough, though.
Tall righty deals the first pitch, and it's called a strike. Outside corner to Eric Alvarez, top of the order. Nothing at one. Well, Noah Dean almost saw it through 2 full times through. Didn't get to the 9-hole twice. Got everyone else 2 times. The 0-1, breaking ball down and away, and it's 1-1. And the reason for that is because 4 of his 5 innings were 3 up, 3 down. Lights out. Lights out stuff out of your starter. Doesn't get much better. 2-0 lead for the Sox, the 1-1. Breaking ball trims downstairs, 2-1. Trenor O'Donnell, the 23-year-old righty. You want to talk tall.
Yes.
You got a monster on the mound right now. It's 6'7", 240. That's like a WWE wrestler type physique. The 2-1. This is downstairs, 3-1. I mean, that's like offensive lineman build.
It is.
In the SEC.
And he, you know, pitched to Ball State. Was a very key reliever in the Cardinals' run to an eventual NCAA tournament.
8th round pick in 2023. 3-1 pitch. Fastball steams in there. You can hear it smack off the mitt on the outside corner. The count worked full.
But yeah, O'Donnell came in after 5 no-hit innings on the road against Columbia, tossed 4 no-hit innings of his own, and we went into extras, tied at 0.
Here's a swing and a fly ball, shallow right field, popped up, and underneath it, Marvin Alcantara, the second baseman, able to snatch it for out number 2. Just got out of the infield. Alcantara ready for it. 2 away.
But yeah, 4 no-hit innings. If the Red Sox had scored a run in the first 9 frames, would have been part of a combined no-hitter. And the Red Sox took a no-hitter in the 11th inning.
That is,
gave up just 1 hit and lost 5-4, I should say, on the road to the Columbia
Fireflies. A 1-hit, 5-run outing. I mean, only in the minors,
yes,
right? First pitch to Jesus Lopez. He screams one into the air, left field, foul territory, and it tails on top of the Roanoke Times Pavilion, 0-1.
Well, you know, again, when you start with a runner on second base, it's easier, so to say. But still, five runs on one hit, to take a no-hitter into the 11th and lose had to be brutal.
A one, half-hearted swing, definitely went around on a breaking ball below the knees, quickly 0-2. Last outing for O'Donnell, that was on the road at Lynchburg. There's another look at that nasty breaking ball.
Yeah.
Went two innings, six hits, three runs, had three strikeouts. Nobody on the 0-2. Breaking ball downstairs, 1-2. Good to see Brooks behind the dish today, too. Third
yes.
game catching this week. Caught on Tuesday. Had a midweek catch. Now on Sunday. Played a little first base. Played in four of the six games. 1-2. Misses high and in with a screaming fastball, 2-2.
Yeah, and again, goes back to the versatility side of things. And if he factors into the Red Sox plans in the future, which he very certainly could, they may need him to play all over the field in certain situations.
Two balls, two strikes, two gone, and the pitch. Breaking ball downstairs. The count worked full. Jesus Lopez, a 295 hitter, has climbed back in the count after going down 0-2. He's 0-for-2 today, ground out to first. A slow roller back to the pitcher, Noah Dean. That was another thing we didn't say. He fielded his position today as well. 3-2. Misses just downstairs with a fastball below the knees at 94. And it's a two-out walk, runner on first for the Wood Ducks here in the sixth.
He did. He made two nice plays kind of coming off the mound.
Yeah.
Barehanding a ball, throwing it to first. Let's see where this pitch missed. Definitely downed. Beneath the zone, below the knees.
Well, here's Baker Barroso. 370 average, two homers in the series, 11 RBI, came into this week 2-for-13 in a short stint, and has exploded his second week in single A. Fastball steams the outside corner for a strike, nothing and one. Walked in the fourth, flew out to center field first time up to close the first. Hitless so far today. O'Donnell from the belt. The righty deals, 0-1. Ball outside at 81 on the gun, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike.
Be nice to post a zero here. And I think you may need more than two runs in this game, based on how the series has gone.
Oh, you definitely need more than two runs. The 1-1. Fouling off a breaking ball is Barroso, and it's 1-2. Well, last night showed you that it feels as though no lead is truly ever safe.
True.
And it plays in part, too, like, the comfortability of who you have on the hill is huge.
Sure. I think you trust O'Donnell here, absolutely.
Oh, no doubt. One of your best bullpen arms. The 1-2. Runner takes off from first. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase upstairs with a high breaking ball, and it brings the inning to a close. Well, Trenor O'Donnell picking up right where Noah Dean left off. No hitter. Remains intact. The Red Sox lead it 2-0. Bottom of six after this in Salem. One more look at O'Donnell's strikeout. And it's glory to your eyes. Bottom of six after this. Sox in front. And Salem.
Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth here in Salem. 2-0 lead for the Sox. Ready to dig in for the Red Sox. 3-4-5 in the order. Miguel Blaise, Brooks Brannon, and Nelly Taylor Jr., what a spot to have up at this point in the ballgame. Second inning of work on the hill for the tall right-handed pitcher for the Down East Wood Ducks, Colton Curtis. He got 6-4 on one side, You got 6'7 on the other side with Trenor O'Donnell, and Miguel Blaze, the fourth best prospect, digs in from the right side. First pitch on the way, and a breaking ball falls into the zone on the outside corner, nothing and one. Miguel Blaze currently on a 15-game hitting streak, 25-game on-base streak. At risk here, 0-for-2 on the day, 0-1. Fastball misses downstairs, and the count now even at a ball and a strike.
And Miguel Blaze, been quiet today, as you alluded to, but at the same time, would be the perfect person to get something started here in this home half of the sixth.
1-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball, foul territory, and it escapes way into the seats. 1-2. Well, Carter, this brings up a conversation that I have been dying to have. And I said before the ball game, okay, I'm going to kind of do the grunt work and crunch some numbers and assemble what we expect to be the 2026-2027 Red Sox. 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him inside, and he just fouled it off, it looks like. 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Stays alive at 1-2. So you and I, Carter, last night, heading into the ball game today, decided to compile this list, another look at Miguel Blaze's foul tip that catches the inner leg of Lopez behind the dish. One ball, two strikes, nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth in Salem. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He did strike him out that time with a breaking ball high.
Miguel Blaze just snapped the bat right, too. You see the bat head all the way out down the third base line. See the replay here. I didn't even see it. I could hear it.
Can hear it. Chased at the breaking ball high. And oh, yeah, he just spiked it in the dirt. Tough body language there. Clearly the frustration on display. As Brooks Brannon sends one smashing towards the gap in right field, and it's hauled in on the warning track as Torres collides with the wall. Two away.
That was a nice play by Marcus Torres out right. I thought that ball had a chance there for just a second.
Yes.
And then Torres collides with the wall, making the play. Gave it. Brooks hits the balls hard tonight. Had the single, laced the one to right his last time up, and then hits the ball to the warning track there. He's had a good day at the plate.
We're going to save our Red Sox prospects talk for the next half inning. Here's Nellie Taylor Jr. from the left side. Ready on lefty matchup. Nobody on, two gone. First pitch. Fastball inside, 1-0. Nellie Taylor Jr., right fielder, batting fifth. 0-for-2 today, a ground out and a pop out. 1-0. Misses downstairs, 2-0. Again, tied for the league lead in doubles, has 15 on the season. But, Carter, it seems like after he picked up 15 and we started talking about it, he stopped hitting doubles.
Yeah. That's how it works, it feels like.
The 2-0. Breaking ball down and away. 3-0. So much so that he had the sole possession coming into the week with 15. Then Connor from Kannapolis ties him. Then Andy Lugo, his own teammate, ties him with two doubles this week. Lugo had 13 coming into the week. Now he's got 15. Here's the 3-0. Fastball down and in. How about a four-pitch walk with two gone for Nellie Taylor Jr.? He'll take that, too.
Yes, he definitely will. Two-out base runner and brings up a guy who swung a hot stick in Braylon Encarnacion.
Encarnacion, without a hit today, was aboard after a drop strike three in the fourth. Got cut down as a part of a double play. Righty on righty, runner off of first, two gone, 2-0 Sox lead, bottom of six. First pitch, and Fraley looks at a breaking ball in her half for a strike, nothing and one. Encarnacion yesterday, just a casual 3-for-4, triple shy of the cycle.
Yes, a casual, if
casual.
You will.
Scored three times as well. Pickoff over to first. And a head first slide sees this ball get away from Arturo Disla. Now Nellie Taylor Jr. hauling around second. He loses his helmet, and he's red-lighted at third, where he stops 90 feet away from being the third Red Sox run on the E1.
Wow. Mistakes in a 2-0 game are further magnified, and that's a big error there by the right-hander Curtis. Gets all the way away down the line. I thought for a minute Nellie Taylor may have a shot. With his speed around the base pass, and now all of a sudden a potential third run is 90 feet away from scoring and making this a 3-0 ball game, which when you don't have a single hit is absolutely massive and would be a big key run to add here in the sixth.
Now, that didn't get away and, you know, collide off the tarp or collide off the opposing dugout. That got all the way towards, like, the shallower portions of the right field corner. They had to go a long way to retrieve that baseball with the hop that it took. And now the table really set for Encarnacion. Nothing to one the count. Runner off a third. Two gone. In the bottom of the sixth, the pitch. He swings, chops it left side of the infield. Two hops into the mitt of Soto. He gloves. Throws low to first, but it's in time for out number three. Well, no harm, no foul on the E1 if you're the Wood Ducks, because they keep it a two-run ball game. And we go to the top of the seventh after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Second inning work for Trenor O'Donnell, and the Red Sox hold a 2-0 lead as we go to the top of the seventh on a Sunday in Salem. The Red Sox looking to clinch a series victory with a fourth win out of 6 days. If they can pull this one out here this afternoon, on the other side, the Down East Wood Ducks looking to salvage a series split and avoid losing a series for what would be quite some time. They've won their last three. They split the one before that and lost the one before that. Here's Julian Brock from the right side. First pitch and a breaking ball misses downstairs. 1-0 to the three-hole hitting third baseman. Pardon me, the four-hole hitting designated hitter, rather. Julian Brock from the right side. One ball, no strikes. O'Donnell delivers. Fastball called a strike at the letters. 1-1.
And what has been a so potent offense for the Wood Ducks has been very much held down today. Second time this year, Noah Dean has gone 5 no-hit innings. Trenor O'Donnell now backing him up.
1-1. Here's a swing and a chopper left side. Hesitating, but charging in on it. Encarnacion, the glove. A delivery to first in time for out number one.
He's got a cannon down at the hot corner. This brand name, Encarnacion. One up, one down. Brings up Diesla.
I mean, he put that thing on a laser beam. Here's Arturo Diesla, the first baseman from the right side, was a part of that. E1, and it gets charged against the pitcher in Colton Curtis, no doubt, but the exchange wasn't there and had to go all the way into shallow right to retrieve the ball. Hard hit ground ball through the left side of the infield for a base hit. One out single for Arturo Diesla, the 260 hitter with another knock in the series after a rest day yesterday. Sets him up nicely here in the top of the seventh, trailing by two.
Well, there goes the no-hitter. The Wood Ducks secure their first hit of the game in the top of the seventh. But what a run that was for both Noah Dean and the Trenor O'Donnell to continue it in inning in the third.
From the left side now, Marcos Torres is in. Runner off of first pitch. And the southpaw looks at a fastball high, 1-0. Torres, the 24th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. You know, Carter, they have a similar situation, the Rangers do, to that of what the Red Sox have going on in Portland, the 1-0. Fastball misses outside, and the count now 2-0. The high A level of the Texas Rangers has an embarrassment of riches when it comes to top 30 talent.
The Hickory Crawdads.
Currently playing against the Greenville Drive. The 2-0. and up the back of the netting. Foul, which, 2-1.
Which, by the way, I just saw scrolling through my Twitter feed. Jostensen Garcia is homered for the fourth time already since being promoted to the high A level against the Crawdads today.
Well, they say when you get out of Salem, the ball just flies a little different. Two balls and a strike, runner off of first. The pitch swings and chops it foul behind home plate, 2-2. And you saw that last year. Roman Anthony just absolutely took off once he left. So far right now, at the high A level in Greenville, Jostensen Garcia is hitting .250. He has 8 hits and 32 at-bats. He has 3 home runs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner off of first, one gone. O'Donnell delivers. Fastball cranked into right field, through for a base hit. Diesla rounding second, heading for third. A cannon of a throw to third is just slightly off target, and that lets the runner get to second as well. So Torres with a single. Diesla makes it to third, and Torres makes it to second after the fielder's choice throw.
The one problem with throwing to third is it allows the runner to move into scoring position. So now all of a sudden you go from no hitting the Wood Ducks to a base hit's going to tie this game at two, more likely than not.
Here's Chandler Pollard from the right side. One gone. 2-0 lead for the Sox. Downey's trying to crack into that lead here in the top of the seventh, and Brooks Brandon calls time for a moment. Catcher behind the dish for the Red Sox. Back to Jostensen Garcia. He had 5 home runs in Salem through, what, about 2 full months of baseball?
Yes.
First pitch to Pollard. Fastball misses high, 1-0. Well, did Garcia play on Tuesday night here?
Talking about Jostensen Garcia?
Yeah.
The week he got pulled up?
No, he got pulled up this week, no? Or
you're talking Jostensen Garcia?
Yeah.
A week prior. Played the Tuesday night at Lynchburg.
Right. And then went up. Swing and a miss. 1-1. They all run into each other, man.
They play.
They really
so
do.
He played Tuesday night in Lynchburg, and 2 nights later he was in the lineup for the drive.
Right.
They were home that week. I forget who they were playing last week, but now they're on the road for the first time this season.
So in less than 2 weeks in Greenville, he's hit 3 home runs. The 1-1, this is rocketed into the gap. Right center field could be trouble, and Miguel Blaze able to track it down. Going to score a run on the sacrifice fly, but could have been so much more. The runner moves to third. That's the second out. It's 2-1. That kept the game from being at least tied.
Yes, that is a fantastic play by Miguel Blaze out in left center. It's well hit off the bat of Pollard. Moving to his left and makes the grab. And those are two good outfielders out there in right center with Nellie Taylor and Miguel Blaze. And, you know, we talked about yesterday there were some times where you wonder about Miguel Blaze in the outfield. That is not one of them.
No.
Full speed, moving to his left. And that's just a fantastic play by the fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization.
Tremendous play. That ball was scolded off the bat.
Keeps the lead, too.
Probably the play of the game if the Red Sox can hang on to a win, at least defensively. From the left side, Tommy Specht in the 8 hole. 0-2 today. Runner off of third. He represents the tying run here in the top of the seventh. First pitch. He nubs it off the bottom of the bat. Foul. 0-1. Jostensen Garcia, when you take a look game by game up in Greenville for the drive. Yeah, this is something. He's registered a hit in the last 2 games. He has 3 multi-hit games. 0-1 to Specht. Fastball at the knees for a strike. 0-2. It's a big pitch right there. What do you go with now up 0-2?
Well,
you can waste one.
You can. You do have a runner on third, so you got to be careful. But I think you trust Brooks Brandon behind the plate.
Yeah, he can't get too wild, will he?
Can't get too wild. If he's on second, it's a different story.
O'Donnell from the belt. The 0-2. Here's a swing and a line drive down for a base hit in a right field. This ties the ball game. Tommy Specht hauling around first. The throw to second is in time, and they got him. What a laser. Nellie Taylor Jr. puts one on a dart to second, and it brings the inning to a close. It's an RBI single for Tommy Specht. I would say he got greedy, but I think it was just one heck of a throw from Nellie Taylor Jr. And it keeps the game tied as we go to the bottom of the seventh here in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, we're trying to do a t-shirt toss up here, Carter, and nobody's looking at us going to the bottom of the seventh inning. I guess we just got to send them. You got to look up here, guys. We got to notify people a little bit better of the t-shirt toss. So I guess we're just going to send them out here. Boom, there's one.
Oh, my gosh.
Literally nobody looked up here. Nobody looked up
nobody
here,
looked
Adam
up.
Murray. I don't know what to say. There we go. There's one right there.
I threw one at Will. Catch it.
Oh. Yeah. There we go. Having fun at the Red Sox in a tie ball game. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Marvin Alcantara digs in from the right side. First pitch on the way, and he swings and misses at a breaking ball. Downstairs, the count nothing and one.
We got to have a better way to.
There's got to be. Well, they said it on the PA system. They said, "Hey, look up there, in the broadcast booth." But no, literally nobody looked up here. 0-1 pitch to Alcantara, fastball runs high, 1-1.
You know, I hit Will Cole, our field operations expert.
Well, it's supposed
right
to
on
be
the money.
For the fan.
It is.
But it was a.
He was the only one who looked up.
1-1, breaking ball high, 2-1. Well, to bring it back to baseball. Huge spot in the game, a two-piece in the top of the seventh for the Wood Ducks. Some outstanding defensive plays by the Sox kept it at two runs, the 2-1 pitch. Check swing, pitch called a strike anyways, outside corner with a fastball at 94, 2-2. And here we are, retied, wipe the slate clean, brand new game in the home half of the seventh. 2-2 pitch, and Alcantara looks at a fastball high and away at 93 and the count full. Marv today, a base hit in the second. Got to second on a pass ball, then stole third, was stranded there. Three balls, two strikes, nobody on, nobody out, bottom of seven, tied game, the payoff pitch. And he looks at strike three all day long. A 79-mile-an-hour curveball just buckled in.
Yeah.
One gone.
That's a good pitch there. Catches the black on the outside corner. Pretty comfortably also in the strike zone, too. Great pitch. And now here's Big Al.
Here's Albert Feliz from the right side. Righty on righty matchup. We'll see if Big Al can get something going here offensively. First pitch on the way. He swings and misses on a breaking ball at 76. Boy, he's running halfway down the first baseline. He swung out of his shoes on that one. And Feliz down nothing and one. Big Al will do anything with a smile, though. I'll tell you that. Even striking out, he does it with a smile half the time. Such a character. No balls, one strike to pitch. Check swing. He went around, says home plate umpire Zach Hovick, and he's down nothing and two. Another breaking ball. Fed him that one at the knees.
Yeah. Went
that
outside
in the zone.
Outside on the first pitch, inside on the second.
0-2. Fastball runs high and away. 1-2. Good pitch mix here. Go back-to-back breaking balls low, and you send him a sizzler high.
I think you go breaking ball again here.
Let's see, the 1-2. Check swing, deflects off the mitt to Lopez behind the dish, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, they
ball
did.
Down and away.
Outside corner.
That time, no slider, not curveball.
Yep.
See what he offers with two balls and two strikes. One gone, nobody on. 2-2 game, they're in the seventh. 2-2. Got him strike three. Sent him a fastball in the outside corner that was well in the zone and frozen. Back-to-back looking K's. Third of the day for Curtis. There's two away in the bottom of the seventh. I mean, this is the thing, Carter. We said we didn't know if two was going to be enough. Got it. Find something offensively here. The Portland Sea Dogs had a two-out rally earlier today up in Double A. They scored seven runs with two outs in the fourth inning. First pitch to Stanley Tucker. He lifts one high into the air. Popped up, foul territory, right side. Diesla underneath it. He ranges back into fair ground, and he secures it for out number three. Three up, three down for the Sox in the home half of the seventh, and we torture on to the eighth. Tie game at two here in Salem. We'll listen to Red Sox baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth here in Salem. Tie ball game at two apiece. Trenor O'Donnell maintaining the mound for the Sox. Can they get the defense to show up? Yes, it's been there all day. Can the bats come around? We'll find out. Two innings left to make some magic happen and win a series. Ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play. Best partner a man could ask for, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Hader. Appreciate you there. Top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It's been a good one. Outside of two between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Salem Red Sox as it goes 9-1-2 in the Wood Ducks order. Marco Soto, Eric Alvarez, and Jesus Lopez. First pitch from O'Donnell from the stretch as he kicks and deals. Swing and a tipper foul, first base side. Count starts at 0-1. Today for Soto, 0-2. He struck out and he flew out. Starting shortstop for the Down East Wood Ducks at 162 on the season. 0-1. Misses. High and away. No check. That it's a strike. Outside corner. Went breaking ball on the outside corner of the zone at 90. And check that it was a slider. Moves to count to 0-2. Way ahead is O'Donnell. No balls, two strikes. He winds and fires. Swinging a pop-up. Shallow right. To his left is Nelly Taylor. He's there. And makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down. Here's Eric Alvarez. We mentioned it. It's been a good one today. Four hits on the day for Salem. Three for the Wood Ducks. They all came in the seventh, in which they finally broke the combined no-hitter, if you will, between Noah Dean and Trenor O'Donnell, who is on the bump. First pitch to Alvarez, kicks and deals. Swing and a miss right through a fastball. It's nothing and one. Five innings, no hits, no runs, a walk and eight strikeouts for Dean. For O'Donnell, 2 1/3. Three hits, two runs, they were earned. A walk and a strikeout. 0-1. In there for a strike inside corner with a fastball right below the letters, and it's nothing and two. Alvarez is 0-3, a strikeout, a pop-up, and reached on an E5. 0-2, the pitch. In the dirt it goes. Moves the count to 1-2. The Red Sox, with a victory, will have won their second consecutive home series. Second home series victory of the season. The Wood Ducks vie for the split and try to avoid their first series in over a month. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball left side. Zanatello on two hops, gloves, throws to first, and it's in time for out number two. As Feliz holds the bag, two up, two down, here's Jesus Lopez.
I think the twig might have snapped on that one a little
bit. I believe it did as well. Here's Lopez. 0-3 day for the starting catcher. Popped up, bounced out, and struck out. Leads the team at 295 among qualifying hitters. First pitch, misses high and away. Count is 1-0. And I guess Barroso, Becker Barroso, who's on deck, is starting to get closer to that territory, if you will, after his illustrious week at the plate here in Salem. 1-0 from the belt. Lyons fires. Swinging a ground ball again. Anderson collects on three hops, throws to first, and a three-up, three-down frame for O'Donnell. Finishes off the eight. To the home half we go in Salem. All tied at two between the Wood Ducks and the Red Sox as the top of the order tries to get it done here in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Crunch time for the Red Sox. All tied at two between the Salem Red Sox and the Downeast Wood Ducks as we go to the top of the lineup. Top prospects galore here in Salem. 1-2-3, Nizan Zenitello, Antonio Anderson, and Miguel Blaze. First pitch from Curtis as he winds and fires. He swings, pops it up foul, right back towards us, and this is going to fall just to the left of us. And the count is nothing and one. That's as close as we've gotten all season long.
I don't want it any closer.
Zenitello is 1-for-3. Two ground outs and a solo shot. 0-1. And the dirt it goes. Evens up the count at 1-1. Eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization is tonight's designated hitter. Three homers, six ribbies on the year. What an opportunity for the Sox to take the lead. 1-1. Breaking ball trails low and away. Moves the count to 2-1. The top of the lineup today for Salem is a combined 1-for-5 between Zenitello. Should say 2-for-5 as the 2-1 is taken high and away on the fastball. Counts 3-1. 2-for-5 between Zenitello and Anderson. Miguel Blaze is 0-for-3. So 2-for-8 between the top three spots. And all three could have massive opportunities here. Three balls and a strike. The right-hander Curtis winds and fires. He takes it low and away. Fastball outside corner and a five-pitch walk. Not exactly what you want to see there if you're Curtis. Leadoff walk to Zenitello, and now you got to face off against Antonio Anderson, who has started to get hot once again. 2-for-3 yesterday, two hits, two singles, two walks. Today had a double off the right center field wall. Barroso plays in at third. And here's the first pitch as he winds and fires. Breaking ball misses away, gets away from Lopez, and on to second goes Zenitello. He went breaking ball low and outside. It clipped off the heel of Lopez's mitt and a free pass 90 feet. Up to second goes Zenitello, and the Red Sox are really in business now here in the eighth.
Big opportunity here for Anderson. One glimpse at the future here.
1-for-2 on the day. A double, a strikeout, and a walk. 1-0. Breaking ball sails high and away. Two balls and no strikes. And Curtis now just trying to find the strike zone. Today for Curtis, three innings, zero hits, zero runs, two walks, and four strikeouts. 2-0. Misses high and away. And the count runs to 3-0. Went fastball on that one at 94. And oh my goodness, the Wood Ducks in danger of walking first and second with nobody out. Do they turn them loose on 3-0? Here's the pitch. There's a strike inside corner at the knees. Counts 3-1. Miguel Blaise lurks on deck. Then it gets to Brooks Brannan. 3 balls and a strike. And the righty deals. Swing and a miss through a high fastball, and the count runs full. And on the flip side, man, oh man, a strikeout would do wonders for the right-hander Curtis. Zanatello dances off a second. Soto plays behind the back. The 3-2. Misses high and outside. And a full count walk. Back-to-back walks to start the frame. And all of a sudden, this is poetic right here as Thomas St. Clair will come out of the first base dugout and have a conversation with his right-hander. Miguel Blaise, a 15-game hitting streak. A 25-game on-base streak. He has done everything at the single-A level here in Salem. Has had some big moments in 2 years here at the ballpark. Played in just over 30 games a year ago before his season ended due to an injury. Comes back here in 2024. Gets off to that slow start in April. Hits just south of 320 in May. And has done everything right so far here in June. Trying to extend that hitting streak and that on-base streak. 0-for-3 day, 2 strikeouts and a flyout. And number one in the home whites will dig in from the right side.
Big opportunity here, first and second. Still nobody out, bottom of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth has been good to the Red Sox.
Yes, it has been. Last time, Stanley Tucker. A 2-run go-ahead single. The first pitch to Miguel Blaise. In the dirt it goes. Bounces away, and both runners advance 90 feet. Counts 1-0. And now the entire infield will have to draw in.
And both the on-base and hit streak at stake.
Wow. This was worth the price of admission if you bought a ticket here to get into the ballpark today. Miguel Blaise. Infield draws in. Counts 1-0, second and third, nobody out. The righty, Curtis, comes to the plate. Check swing, doesn't matter, to strike. Inside corner, went breaking ball. Count evens up at 1-1. And Brooks Brannan lurks on deck. Hungry for an opportunity. 1-1. Swing and a tipper into the mid of Lopez. Counts 1-2. Disgusting breaking ball down and in. Sox got a run in the first, 1 in the 3rd. Down East got their 2 in the 7th. The 1-ball, 2-strike pitch coming to Miguel Blaise. And the righty deals. In the dirt it goes, evens up the count at 2-2. And that's a good pitch as well. Zanatello stands at third off of second, Antonio Anderson. 2-2 to Miguel Blaise. And the righty deals. He swings, lines it into right center, it's down for a base hit. 1 run scores. Here comes Anderson. A 2-run go-ahead single. Miguel Blaise. And it's 4-2 in the 8th.
Storybook, if you will. Miguel Blaise, 4th best prospect. Sends last year's 2nd and 3rd round picks home. Puts the Red Sox in front. In the bottom of the 8th, which has been the sweetest inning for the Red Sox on Sundays here at home. And this week as well. Big time go-ahead 2-run swing by Miguel Blaise.
Hitting streak up to 16. The on-base streak is up to 26. Here's Brooks Brannan, the catcher. First pitch. Throw back to first, and Blaise slides back in head first safely. Brandon is 1 for 3, a single, a lineout, and a flyout. He's hit the ball hard every single time. An RBI single, lined out to right, flew out to the warning track. First pitch, he swings and pops it up foul, first base side. Count starts at 0-1. Brandon, the 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization, in just his fourth game back here in 2024. Missed the first 2 months of the season, now at the single-A level. The 0-1. And there's a strike outside corner. Nothing and two. Nellie Taylor Jr. is on deck. Colton Curtis, the right-hander on the bump, glances to first, sets at the belt. The 0-2 to Brooks. Sails high and inside. There's the count to 1-2. Brandon homered earlier this weekend, 468 feet off the bat. The 1-2. Curtis from the belt delivers. He swings, bounces it right side. Alvarez to his left, will glove, throw to first, and it's just in time for out number one. But it works as Blaze advances to second, and there's one down for Nellie Taylor. Almost works as a sack bunt for Brooks Brand. No shot for Alvarez to turn to in that situation. And here's Nelly. 11th round pick from a year ago has continued to impress here in Salem in 2024. Today he's 0-for-2. A strikeout, a pop-up, and a walk. The first pitch is a skipper in the dirt, and the count starts at 1-0. Sox now vie for insurance. They put up a 2-spot here in the home half of the 8th. Leading 4-2 on Miguel Blaze's go-ahead 2-run single. Salem with 5 hits, down East with 3. They all came in the 7th. Disrupted the no-hitter between Noah Dean and Trenor O'Donnell. And the 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt, deflects away, and the count's 2-0. Jesus Lopez has continued to be a busy man behind the dish.
This team just continues to come on big late.
Yes.
I mean, really. Almost. Even last night. Like.
Yes.
Eighth inning. Yeah, yeah, got away. But that, yeah, exactly. Like, this team just turns it up a notch late.
No doubt about that.
In the clutch moments.
Especially here in Southwest Virginia. Two balls, no strikes to Nellie Taylor Jr. Colton Curtis on the bump. And the right comes to the plate. Misses high and away with the fastball. Moves the count to 3-0. Fraley Encarnacion is on deck. It seems like the train does not stop moving for the Red Sox. 3-0. And the righty deals. There's a strike delivered outside edge. Moves the count to 3-1. Off of second is Blaze. So far in the frame, the walks have come back to bite. Two walks, two run single. Brooks Brandon with the bounce out. 3-1. He swings, rips it down the right field line. It will be a fair ball for a base hit. Blaze motors around third, cruises in to score, and into second, Nellie Taylor with an RBI double to make it 5-2 in the 8th.
Sole possession of the Carolina League as the doubles champ. Got number 16 on the year now.
Yes. Fraley Encarnacion. And here comes Carlos Maldonado. That will do it for Colton Curtis. The right-hander had gone 3 1/3 without a hit, and the Red Sox get to him here in the 8th. Well, the Wood Ducks go to the pen. 5-2, the Red Sox lead it. We'll step aside and return in just a minute as they look for more insurance. We'll return in just a sec from Salem. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Kai Noah Wynyard is the new pitcher on the bump for the Down East Wood Ducks in quite the pickle here in the home half of the eighth at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Three runs have already crossed for the Red Sox. Two-run single off the bat of Miguel Blaise. Nellie Taylor, his league-leading 16th double, goes for an RBI and makes it 5-2. Wynyard is a right-hander and a former undrafted free agent back in 2020, I should say. He's out of Queensland, Australia, pitching in the Texas Rangers organization and for the Down East Wood Ducks in Kinston, North Carolina. Fraley Encarnacion now from the right side. Righty-on-righty matchup. And here's the first pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner at the knees. Count starts at nothing and one. Now the runner, Taylor, is Curtis's responsibility down at second. So the line is not closed on him just yet. When you're trying to stop the bleeding. And the right-hander comes to the plate, and he misses high and away with the fastball. Evens up the count at 1-1. Fraley Encarnacion, 0-3. Two bounce outs and a strikeout. So far on the deck. Starting third baseman for the Red Sox. The 1-1. Swings and bounces it foul, first base side. Counts 1-2. Marvin Alcantara waits on deck. He'll hit here, in all likelihood, here in the eighth. One down, runner off a second in the form of Nellie Taylor with an RBI double. 5-2, the Sox on top on two hits here in the frame. The 1-2. He swings, bounces at third base side. Barroso back picks, throws across to first, and what a scoop by Diesla for out number two. But Nellie moves to third. And now a runner 90 feet away from scoring with two down for Marvin Alcantara.
At this point, you're just trying to add on whatever you can. It's going to come down to the defense again in the top of the ninth. You think they turn Trenner back out there? I think why not, right?
There is nobody warming up in the Red Sox bullpen. And now you see C.J. Wine start to stretch just a little bit. Here's Marvin Alcantara. 1-3. 7-game hitting streak. First pitch, in the dirt it goes. Count starts at 1-0. So a walk, Blaise's two-run single. After a wild pitch, a ground out, an RBI double, and a ground out to third here in the inning. The 1-2 to Mark. He swings and slices it foul as the count is evened up now at 1-1, I should say. With Big Al, the first baseman in the on-deck circle. You could go back to O'Donnell. The Red Sox opted to go to the pen in the ninth yesterday after Max Carlson came in relief. 1-1. In there for a strike. Outer half. Went breaking ball. Right at the belt. It's 1-2. They went to Francis Hernandez. That's when a 7 spot was produced by the Down East Wood Ducks. And Down East wins it 11-7. 1-2 two strikes. He kicks and deals. He swings, bounces it up the middle, deflects to short. Soto on a hop, throws to first. It sails wide, but the tag is laid down by Diesla for out number three. But three runs cross for the Red Sox, and Trenor O'Donnell will go out to the bump to try and hold this three-run lead. How about this? Miguel Blaise, a two-run single through the right side, gives the Red Sox the 4-2 lead, and the fourth-best prospect in Salem has just continued to get off to quite the start here in 2024. To the ninth we go. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-2, the Red Sox are three outs away from a series victory against the Downeast Wood Ducks for the second consecutive night. Well, my broadcast partner Giovanni Heater is heading down to the field to do the post-game interview, so hopefully for the second consecutive night.
Let's not jinx it now.
No jinx.
Let's not jinx it now.
Here in the broadcast.
Let's go Sox, baby. Let's go.
Trenor O'Donnell back on the bump as it goes 3-4-5 in the Wood Ducks order. Becker Barroso, Julian Brock, and Arturo Disla. Barroso the big hitter in this starting nine. And the first pitch. He swings, bounces at third base side. It's fair for a base hit and rolls into the corner. Around first, Barroso chugs to second. And he stands up with a leadoff double here in the ninth. Becker Barroso, man, just continues to kill the Red Sox. All series long had the go-ahead grand slam yesterday. And now the leadoff double here in the ninth. Brings up Julian Brock as the tie run remains in the on-deck circle. That's all that still matters. No doubt about that. First pitch to Brock. As the righty winds and fires. He swings and misses and the count's nothing and one. Today for Julian Brock, former fifth-round pick by the Texas Rangers in 2022. 0-3, two strikeouts and a ground out. 0-1 from the belt in their first strike. Fastball on the outer edge, it's nothing and two. There is a right-hander loosening in the bullpen. It's C.J. Wines for the Salem Red Sox in case O'Donnell runs into some trouble. Leadoff double for Barroso, 0-2 now to Brock. O'Donnell, the righty, comes to the plate. Swing and a miss, got him strike three. XXLK for Trenor O'Donnell, and there's one down. See the replay here in MILB TV. Brings up Arturo Disla. 1-3, tie and run. Still is in the on-deck circle. That's all that matters. The runner on second means absolutely nothing. Here's Disla. Broke up the no-hitter in the seventh. First pitch. He sees one low and away, and the count's 1-0. 1-3 dead. A single through the right side, a flyout, and a strikeout for the starting first baseman for the Wood Ducks. The 1-0. He swings, wraps it into left, coming on Tucker. He makes the catch route number two. The throw to second is way offline. But just like that, the Wood Ducks are down to their final outs. 1-0-6 off the bat of Disla. But Stanley Tucker fielding his position with ease out in left. And now it's down to Marcos Torres. The final hope in the series for the Wood Ducks. The first pitch, he swings and bounces it foul right back to the netting. Bounce 0-1. Two strikes away is Trenor O'Donnell. The right-hander from Ball State. No balls and a strike, the pitch. He swings, lines the right side, it's caught by Alcantara, and that will do it. 93 off the bat, no problem, and cue up Dirty Water. The Red Sox win it on a Sunday afternoon in Salem. 5-2, your final over the Down East Wood Ducks. What a win for Salem. They take the series. They win 4-6 against the Wood Ducks, and here's how it happened. Brooks Brandon, an RBI single through the left side, made it 1-0, and then Noah Dean was just on today with the breaking ball. Nizan Zanatello goes yard for the third time this season, makes it 2-0 in the point to the dugout. Hello, fellas. And then Trenor O'Donnell just continued the momentum on the bump, gets the strikeout there. Arturo Disla breaks up the no-hitter, a bouncer through the left side back in the seventh. The Wood Ducks, they then get two runs in the inning. There's Marcos Torres, RBI single. Then another, a line drive into right center. Miguel Blaise, a running grab. It's a sack fly, makes it a 2-1 game. It's a one-run game at this point. And then Marvin Alcantara, a strikeout looking. Antonio Anderson, the walk. That was much necessary. Here's Nizan Zanatello, a walk. First and second, nobody out. And then Miguel Blaise, the big swing in the contest. Flips the bat. A line drive single through the right side. Gives the Red Sox a 4-2 lead. And that's all that was needed as Nellie Taylor adds some insurance with a line drive double down the right field line. His league leading 16th on the year. It's a ribby for Nellie. Makes it 5-2 and then a strikeout of Julian Brock. One down. How about this? Line drive into Marvin Alcantara's glove does it as the Red Sox win it 5-2 and they win the series here in Salem. Wow. What a win for the Salem Red Sox. They win it over the Wood Ducks and improved to 28-29 on the season. The Wood Ducks fall to 30-26 as they dropped their first series in over a month. Well, the Red Sox hit the road. Six-game set down in Fayetteville, North Carolina against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. That's a big one, trying to get back in the standings in the second half, first half race, I should say, in the Carolina League. The next time you'll talk to us, though, interesting, an 11 a.m. game for Camp Day. That is next Tuesday, June, let's see, mental math here, 18th, against the Augusta Green Jackets, the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. So an 11 a.m. first pitch, that means a 10:40 a.m. pregame show here from Salem. Six against the Green Jackets, six the next week at home against the Fredericksburg Nationals. So 12 home games in 13 days. So you'll be hearing a lot of myself and Gio on the airwaves here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, it's been so fun all week long. So fun to see the Red Sox get the job done. Win 4-6 against the Wood Ducks, and it takes some people behind the scenes to make it work. For everybody in the room to our right behind the scenes for making everything happen away from the mic and the camera. For Will Howell, who helps out with everything behind the scenes. Stephen Langdon, our audio and video production manager. For my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, who's down on the field talking to Miguel Blaise. I'm Carter Hill, signing off here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Red Sox win it 5-2 over the Down East Wood Ducks and win the six-game set. They take 4-6 and hit the road to Fayetteville. Have a great evening, everybody, and we'll talk to you in 9 days. As always, cue up Dirty Water, and let's go Sox.